Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Grace and peace be unto you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Derek Triplett, and this is another edition of Making Changes. What do we do on Making Changes? We talk about change, change in the community, change in the church, change in how we live our lives, change in how we do church, change in our relationships, money, finances, education, politics, you name it. We talk about it. Why? Because we have to get better. If we want the world to get better, people have to get better. We're never going to have a better world without better people. We won't have better people if we are unwilling to change. You know the rule by now when making changes. We look in the mirror before we look out of the window. We analyze ourselves and seek to change ourselves before we seek to change anyone else. As always, I just want to thank Minister Faye Dadsey and Ms. Heather Butts for this opportunity to share the things that the Lord teaches me with you each particular Friday, each Friday at 10 a.m. I live in Central Florida, and it's an opportunity for us to share across the country and even the world. You can reach us at Derek Triplett, DerekTriplett, DerekTriplett.com. Same thing on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Please let us know that you are out there making changes on another radio show or radio station is a call-in show. So I'm always able to gauge my listeners and the like, be able to interact with them. But I cannot interact with you on this platform. So please let us know that you're out there. Hit us on Facebook, hit us on Twitter, hit us on Instagram. Send us a picture of yourself listening to Making Changes so that we'll know you're out there and that you're being blessed by this particular broadcast. What we want to do. We do want to be a blessing. You have stuff you can do with your half hour. I have to do with my half hour. But we want to spend this half hour together and be a blessing to each other. I want to start, as I normally do, with what we call off the top, just something to clear my head, something to get me started so that we can focus on what today's topic is. And so it may be something funny, it may be something serious, maybe something that's seen on social media or what have you, just something to just get us started. So off the top this morning, it is January the 30th. January the 30th. Tomorrow is January the 31st. 1 month in 2015 will be over after tomorrow. 1 month in 2015 will be over after tomorrow. How you doing? How are you doing in 2015? Things going well? Are things going the way you planned? How are you gauging yourself? Unexamined life, the philosopher says, is not worth living. And so it's very important that we examine ourselves, see where we are on our goals, see where we are on our objectives. I would give myself a B+ for the month of January for my stewardship over the month of January. I've done pretty well keeping myself on track, doing the things that I need to do. There's improvement significant improvement in some areas. But some areas are right on target, working on being the person that I want to be, being who I need to be for God, making good decisions, keeping myself away from the things I need to keep myself away from, running toward the things that I need to run toward, having the balance that I wanted to have in my life during this season, increasing my prayer time and my prayer life and the like. And so I'm doing okay. So I want to just gauge and grade each month So far, I would give myself in the month of January a B plus. I want to get working on the things that I need to make improvement on. Social media, done a few things today. As you know, on Facebook every Friday, we do Friday Food for the Fellows. Friday Food for the Fellows, just to try to help fellas out, try to help men out in the area of relationships. And so we put something out there each Friday for the men. And so today's Friday Food for the Fellows, I posted earlier, about an hour ago, is this. Never try to fix unsatisfied with unfaithful. Never try to fix unsatisfied with unfaithful. Discuss with her what the issues are and work those out over time when necessary. If she can't or won't and you have to end the relationship, it's better that she view you as unreasonable or uncompromising than you inject the terrible trauma of infidelity. Man up, fix it, or break it off. Don't cheat. All men are not dogs, and infidelity is not always just the chasing after a skirt and that type of thing, and I'm not justifying it on any level. But there are some men who go outside of the relationship because they are dissatisfied and unsatisfied in the relationship. And that dissatisfaction can come from a myriad of places, And so a lot of times men don't want to face the situation and bring the situation to their partners. Either they don't want to deal with the drama, either they don't want to deal with the headache, or in many cases, especially if you're dealing with an overly sensitive mate, they don't want to hurt her feelings. So they'll go and find a substitute for the things that are missing in the relationship. And that's where they make the mistake. That's where we all make the mistake. Don't go find a substitute or a surrogate. Fix what you're in, and especially the single people with the little, I'm not advocating divorce, fix what you're in, those of you who are not married, and if it can't be fixed, get out of it. Do not continue to maintain it, because it's better that she views that you walked out on her or broke up the relationship without cause from her perspective than you to be the person to cheat. Because cheating becomes the big joker. It doesn't matter what else has gone wrong in the relationship. It doesn't matter what she hasn't done or what she's failed to do or what she's doing that she needs to stop. The big joker for you spade players, the big joker will be the infidelity. So, brothers, I just try to warn you, don't go down that road. Don't try to fix unsatisfied with unfaithful. So that's Facebook Friday Food for the Fellows. Hope that will kind of spark some conversations, spark some interest, so that we can make sure that we can solidify and secure our relationships so that they can get better. And then the image of men can be repaired, image of men can be salvaged. So, brothers, just man up, do what you got to do. Have the tough conversations. Go to the therapist. Do whatever you got to do that. Friday Food for the Fellows. I am on my way with my friend Interstate 4 here in Central Florida. I'll be on I-4 as I am several hundred miles a week. We do a sports show on Gospel 1680 WOKB. You can download that app on Android or on iPhone. Actually, that's where the other call-in making changes with Derek Triplett shows are on Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon. But I'm doing Sports View with the crew. I love sports. The balance, it gives me balance. And so it's an opportunity for us to do that. So I'm headed to do that. That'll be on at noon. I bring that up because I was on a panel yesterday in one of the middle schools, and one of the questions that
the moderator asked was, besides your job, what's important to you?
That's a powerful, powerful question. Question that all of us need to be able to answer. Question that all of us need to be able to deal with. And your life needs to add up with your words. You can't say your family is important to you and you don't spend time cultivating that. Cultivation of the word for the day in our 6 a.m. prayer at Hope Fellowship Church in Midtown Beach where our pastor. Relationships have to be to do what you need to do to cultivate the relationships. But what's important to you? What's important to you? And right now I told the people on yesterday that one of the things that's important to me at this stage of my life is to have some fun. That's really important to me. I'm a very, very intense person, a very, very serious person, and I have a very, very serious job and serious calling. And so my sports show that I co-host on Friday is a real release for me, and so it's part of the fun of my life. What's important to me, having some fun during this season of my life, is very, 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 very important to me. Well, let me get to today's topic. Let me get to today's topic. Follow me on social media. You know that today's topic is creepers. Creepers, creepers. When the Lord dropped this in my spirit, I said, yes, we've got to talk about this. There is a passage of scripture that will be our foundation, will be our foundation. And then we will make some applications from this particular passage and not necessarily execute this particular passage. But there is a passage in Jude, verse 4. Jude, verse 4. Jude only has one chapter. So Jude, verse 4. Jude said, for certain people have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were designated for this condemnation. Ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only master and our Lord Jesus. Verse 3 says, beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I find it necessary now to write to you appealing that you contend for the faith that was once also delivered once for all, delivered to the saints. Why do I need to contend for the faith? Because there are some people crept in unnoticed. Creepers. I want to talk about creepers. I want to use this particular passage of scripture to give us an understanding, give us some information on what we need to protect ourselves from in our own lives. Creepers. Text says that they crept in. People who crept in. They crept in, which speaks that they came in and just slipped in. They were really stealth about it. They were really sneaky about it. They snuck in. They snuck in unnoticed. They came in unnoticed. They snuck into your life unnoticed. Nobody really saw them, and now all of a sudden they're there. They snuck into your ministry unnoticed. Nobody really paid them any attention, but they just kind of crept in. They snuck into your family. They snuck into the lives of your children in a very stealth manner. They slipped in. The Greek word for that phrase, they slipped in and penetrated. They slipped in and they made an effect. Those of us, you know, who grew up in poverty understand there are certain insects, roaches, those kinds of things that they just kind of creep in. Here in Florida, we have to fight against termites because they just kind of creep in. They're, all of a sudden, they are just there. Jude says, come in sneaky. They come in sneaky. Their goal is to pervert. Their goal is to pervert. The word means to change, to alter, to taint, to make different. Their goal is to pervert. They sneak in. They slip in your ministry, slip in your life, slip in your consciousness, slip in your way of thinking, slip into your worldview, slip into your relationship unnoticed. It's kind of just there. And when they come in to pervert, to change. Wow. Here is what the enemy knows, and here is what the people that the enemy uses, what they know. You don't have to eliminate something if you can pervert it. Let me say that again. You don't have to eliminate it if you can pervert it. You don't have to destroy it if you can pervert it, because if you pervert it, then you destroy its effects without destroying the activity. You don't have to stop people from going to church. Just pervert their reason for going to church. And if you pervert their reason for going to church, then the ultimate kingdom and spiritual outcomes won't take place. You don't have to stop people from getting married. You just pervert the meaning of marriage, and you make it not just of the opposite sex, you make it of the same sex. You don't have to stop heterosexuals from getting married. You just let them get married for the wrong reason. You let women get married for financial convenience. You let men get married for the alleged settle down. And you pervert their reasons for getting married. You let men get married so that they might be able. You can take homosexuals. You can take homosexual males who still desire to be fathers. And then they will marry someone so that they can produce children. They really don't want the woman. They want her womb. Perverted. They creep in to pervert. You don't have to stop people from worshiping. You just pervert worship. You don't have to stop people from having relationships. You just engage and enter and allow perversion to be injected into their situation. You don't have to stop communities. You just pervert them. And allow poverty to take them down and eat them from the inside out to the point that you end up producing children with poverty minds and producing adults with poverty minds. We don't have to stop it. We just pervert it. We let little things creep in. You don't have to stop people from preaching. You just pervert the gospel. You pervert their understanding of the gospel so that that which they preach is really not the unadulterated truth of God's word, because scripture is very, very clear. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And everything that proceeds from our pulpit that's called sermon is not necessarily based upon what God has spoken. You don't have to eliminate it. All you have to do is pervert it. And what the enemy will do is allow little things to creep into your life, to creep into your family, to creep into your ministry, to creep into your consciousness, to creep into your worldview, to creep into your understanding, and pervert it. That's what we're dealing with in America. We're not dealing with elimination. We're dealing with the perversion. We're dealing with the perversion. And perversion, in many cases, more effective than elimination. got any creepers in your life? Have you changed for the worse over the years because of somebody that you've been talking to, and they talked you out of godliness? They talked you out of commitment. They talked you out of consecration. Somebody that you got close to, you can't even remember how you got close to. They just kind of crept in, planted into your life in order for there to be perversions. For those of you who have fallen prey to in your relationships to infidelity or the like, I did a show, I do relationship commentary on in our local Fox 35 station here in Orlando. And a couple of days ago, we did a show called on cyber cheating. People, you've never met them, you've never had sex with them, you've never done, but that's your cyber person, the flirting on Facebook, flirting on Twitter and all of those things. And people deem it harmless because they've never really, really touched the person, but there's such an emotional connection with the person. And in many cases, the emotional connection is with them is greater than the emotional connection with the very person that you're with. It's little things that creep in, pornography that creeps in, and the like. Creepers. And now it would be great if creepers look like monsters and creepy things. But sometimes creepers look just like what we like. They are just what we like. Creepers, in many cases, are what we needed, a shoulder we needed to cry on at the time, the hand we needed to hold at the time, not understanding that they have been deposited in our lives to pervert our meaning, to pervert our understanding, to pervert our approach and our consciousness and our worldview. We've got to protect ourselves from creepers. We've got to be alert. We've got to be able to discern. But don't get so caught up with people who insist on being close to you. Don't get so caught up with people who are constantly trying to dig into your life and be a part of your life. They just might be a creeper. If someone is asking you to fulfill a legitimate need in an illegitimate manner, they might be a creeper. They might be a creeper. Because legitimate needs need to be met in a legitimate way. If that person who's always trying to get you to doubt the word of God, and to doubt the commitment that you need to have to God, they just might be a creeper. That person who perverts your consciousness, that person who perverts your understanding of the truth of the word of God. Oh, I don't want to be preachy today, but that they might be creepers. And we've got to protect our children, especially our teenagers and young adults from creepers. You must understand, and to parents, you need to be engaged in your child's life, especially during the teenage years. That is not the time to go on automatic pilot. That is the time to be full force involved in your child's life, because creepers have too many avenues to infect and pervert your child. Internet, hip-hop music, who they are texting, who they're on the phone with, creepers. If you've got a teenage child, you need to know who they're spending time with. Who are the people? Because teenagers listen to each other more than they listen to adults. Teenagers are affected in the short term, not in the long term, hopefully, but in the short term, teenagers are affected by their friends more than they are affected by their family. Make sure that there's not a creeper. And let me say to some single mom, make sure that you don't move a creeper into your home. Many, we had a situation in Orlando several months ago where a young lady was raped and killed by her mom's boyfriend. Her mom's boyfriend. That man went to work and then took off work and went back and brutally raped and murdered that young girl, the mom's boyfriend. The mom's caught up in, won't believe. In many cases when these situations happen, the children feel responsible, so they don't want to hurt the mom's feelings, or they don't want to get the mom's boyfriend in trouble. No. You got young girls or young boys. Please, ma'am, don't move people into your home. They may be creepers, people you just known for a few months. Protect your children from creepers. Know who they know. Make sure you are aware. Because what is the role of the creeper? The role of the creeper is to pervert. Is to pervert. Just like you get your house exterminated for both preventative reasons, and then if you see an insect, you call them for intervention. We've got to move into prevention and intervention as it relates to creepers. Lastly, let me say something to pastors who might be listening. Be very, very careful of creepers in your ministry who pervert the vision, pervert your leadership, pervert the relationship that other people have with you. Be very, very careful, male pastors and female pastors, because Jezebel is a spirit. The spirit Jezebel is not just about sensuality, and Jezebel is not about sensuality primarily. Jezebel is about control, and in many cases, the Jezebel spirit will use sensuality for the purpose of control. So make sure, pastors, that you watch the creepers in your ministry, that you watch the people who you allow. I have watched the people who come to simply take from your ministry and leverage your ministry for their own gain and their own good. Be very careful. Watch the creepers. They come to pervert. Listen, I'm Derek Triplett. This is Making Changes. We want to live healthy, happy, holy lives. And if we're going to do that, we've got to improve. Hit me on Twitter at Derek Triplett, DerekTriplett. Facebook, Instagram, DerekTriplett.com. Listen to the podcast on iTunes. And today's word is protect yourself from the creepers. We'll talk to you next Friday. God bless you. God keep you.